Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week from the BSU men's basketball team, Mason Walters, a senior out of Milton, Wisconsin. Got one win last weekend. Congratulations.
Thank you.
If you obviously wanted to get both wins, if there was only one team that you could beat, are you happy you got the win over Moorhead and avenged a 40-point loss earlier?
Yeah, definitely. They came out and beat us the first time pretty handily, so it was nice to get them back here and play well.
What was different? Obviously, you were at home, but 40-point loss to a 1-point overtime win just doesn't happen.
I think we just played a little harder this time. I don't know if we were tired or just didn't have it the last time we played them, but we really focused on coming out and playing hard, playing with intensity, and getting it done on the defensive end, and that really helped us out.
If you would not have expended that much energy Friday night, you feel confident you would have won on Saturday?
I think that played a part in it, yeah. Overtime games always wear on you a little bit, so Saturday games are hard to begin with, so I'm sure that played a little toll in that.
How much confidence do you guys have in yourselves that you'll be able to keep this going here for the rest of the regular season and hopefully get a home playoff game and make another run?
I think we're pretty confident that we can do that. We've definitely been playing a little better as of late, and to split with two of the top teams in the conference is not a bad thing. So I think we got a lot of good things coming from this past weekend, and we just want to move forward with that and keep playing hard and get some more wins.
You look at college basketball as a whole last week, and there were some interesting games. Duke, number one team in the country, goes and gets blown out. A lot of upsets. Seems like every time you turn on SportsCenter, there's another top 10 ranked team that lost. Is college basketball, does it have that much parity this year?
I think so, yeah. Every game, from whatever conference you're looking at, every time you go out, you're going to have a battle. And it's no different with ours. Every time we step on the court, we know it's going to be a tough test for us. There's a lot of good teams, and we have to bring it every night in order to succeed.
Do you get a chance to watch a lot during the week or not?
We try. With practice and stuff, you don't get to watch as much, but definitely try to watch the good ones.
Who's your favorite team?
Probably the Badgers from Wisconsin, so I try to keep up to date on them. But, I just like watching good games. It's a lot of fun.
They were able to knock off Minnesota. Both of those teams, I watched that game on Saturday afternoon. Neither one could throw the ball in the ocean from the free throw line. That's an area where any team can turn a blowout into a real close game if you're behind, turn a close game to a blowout win if you're ahead. How much work do you guys put in on them?
Every practice we're working on them. Usually it's the last thing we do before we leave is we work on our free throws, and that's an important part to our success. Free throws down the stretch really help you pull out those close games, so we work on them a lot, and I think we're doing all right there.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU women's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We'll have more of Midday Live coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.